WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Actress Julie Christie has a lot of fans. Unfortunately, they don't get to see her in many new movies. But she accepted a role in Hal Hartley's new film, No Such Thing. In the 60s and 70s, Christie starred in such films as Darling, Petulia, Dr. Zhivago, and McCabe and Mrs. Miller. In the second half of the 90s, she was Gertrude in Kenneth Branagh's film Hamlet, and she received Best Actress Awards from the New York Film Critics and National Society of Film Critics for her performance in Alan Rudolph's film Afterglow. As Edward Guthman wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle, luminous and instinctive, Christie is the kind of actress whose performances seem to come without great effort and who, after delivering them, is perfectly content to walk away from the hype and ephemera of movie making. Julie Christie, you haven't been doing a lot of new movies. Why did you decide to be in Hal Hartley's new movie, No Such Thing?
I like Hal's movies very much indeed. They're a relief.
Relief from what?
Relief from all the other American movies. First one I saw was called Trust, was it?
Yes.
It was called Trust. And it was a long time ago, and I was actually shooting a film in Ireland at the time, and I remember seeing it and being absolutely thrilled and delighted. And I have a friend with whom I share, you know, new discoveries. We try to see films before anyone else does, and that he'd seen at a film festival. And so I rung him up immediately and said, I've seen this amazing film. And he was equally excited by it. And since then, I've been a real fan of Hal's work. I like it a lot. So, although this is a very tiny part, I didn't want to say no to the opportunity. I don't suppose I'll get it again.
So did he call you up and ask you?
I think something like that, or wrote a letter. Wrote a letter, yes, a most lovely letter, yeah. Which is how I end up doing work. It's usually through the director.
And why aren't you making more movies? Why have you... It seems like it's your choice to make very few and to be very selective.
A lot of reasons. Well, one thing is... I kind of don't want to make... I've got to be careful about this, because if you say you don't want to make movies, people don't offer you movies, and it might be just the one I like. But... I don't want my life to be in that business particularly. I want it to be somewhere else. So I'm looking for something else to be, there's plenty of things to absorb me, but I'm looking for something which is consistent to do, and it's not movies. It's partly because my memory is so bad, has always been bad. I've always had a problem with my memories. Ages and ages ago, I have a problem doing plays for that reason. I was doing we were doing Uncle Vanya on Broadway. Now, when was that? I can't remember dates at all, so I can't tell you when it was. And remembering those lines was a nightly horror, so it took away from the actual acting, and I really have a real problem remembering lines. Of course, in films, it's not nearly as serious, but it's still there. I mean, you still have to remember and say things. If you have a script. And I've never been completely dedicated to acting, to being an actor. And very different from most actors who are very dedicated people. And I've never been that. So it's just a weaning away.
Since memory is such an issue for you, or forgetting, I'd like to talk with you about memory. One of the things that an actor really needs is the ability to remember lines. And it's particularly true on stage where mm-hmm. you're doing the whole play. But even in movies where you're maybe shooting a scene at a time, you still have to remember. Was memory an issue when you started your acting career? Did you ever think of yourself then as having trouble remembering your part?
Terry, I can't remember. That's the truth. But I can remember, as I say, up to, I was talking about the play I did in, I can remember back to then having trouble. I remember then having trouble, the play I did on Broadway. I just did a couple of plays in London, and boy, did I have trouble then, and so did the other people, because if you can't remember your lines, you know, it's the other people who are in trouble. I mean, I never dried, but I made things up. I can't remember in films whether it was a problem. I just can't remember. And I know it's a problem now because it's with me. You know, I can know what is actually happening now. I can remember what is happening. I am sitting at a table talking to Terry Gross. Yes, I remember that.
So what's your technique for learning lines now to try to compensate for the faulty memory?
I had the good fortune to meet a wonderful acting teacher, and of course I can't remember when. And she was wonderful on many, many levels. You see, if you get into acting too early, I think it's a very bad thing. I mean, if you become famous too early, I think it's a bad thing for your acting, because you start to be used over and over in roles that you actually aren't equipped for, because you haven't done the work and the training. And sort of halfway through my career, maybe later than that, I met this wonderful woman and started to learn, you know, a lot about acting. And it was marvelous, because it made me much more secure. And she also taught me how to learn lines, which is a very, if you can't remember, which is a very, very, very long, drawn-out process, which basically invests every word with something, and every sentence with a memory catch, you know, a hook. And it's a very, as I say, it just takes a long time. And that's another reason, you know, I'm quite happy not to work in films in acting, because the bit before is so long. It takes so long to do that work, that memory work.
Are you ever afraid that when you're in a movie or on stage and you're struggling to remember what your lines are, that struggle will somehow register in your face or in your eyes?
You always are. Everybody is. That is the fear that every actor has. On stage, you can... I'm just thinking of my last the experiences I've had of that. I don't think it does register, to be honest. I think we can hide it well. I think that's one thing we can do, is hide it, actors, as part of the acting, I think. And it on the much more personal close up of a film, you would just cut. It's lovely.
My guest is actress Julie Christie. She's in the new Hal Hartley film, No Such Thing. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Julie Christie, the star of such films as Darling, Dr. Zhivago, Petulia, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and Shampoo. She's in the new Hal Hartley film, No Such Thing. When we left off, she was telling us that she's always had a very bad memory, and she has difficulty memorizing her lines. Now, you're not that interested in making a lot of movies. You're very selective, and you're just as happy to work very little. If you didn't feel that way, if you wanted to work a lot more, I imagine this is a subject you wouldn't be very comfortable talking about. It's something you might be covering up, in fact.
What, my memory?
Yeah.
Never thought about it. you mean because the director of my dreams might not hire me? Don't
exactly.
Worry, director of my dreams,
exactly.
I'll pull it off. No, well. You know, if somebody what listens to this and thinks they don't want to hire me because of my memory, I don't think they would, because, you know, they know, they've seen me. They know what they want. Memory or no memory, people know what they want. The memory doesn't get in the way of what the audience sees. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It gets in my way, but not in the way of what the audience sees.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Mm.
Have you ever been to like a neurologist about your memory and tried to get, you know, see if there's any kind of like medical explanation for not being able to remember things?
Yeah. And that was the woman who told me I had autobiographic amnesia, and then she told me. But she was dealing
Wait, she actually gave a name to it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Autobiographic amnesia?
That's what she said, yeah.
Is that just like a description she made up, or is that actually the name of something?
I don't know. That's what she called it. And so basically, there are such serious memory losses going on in the world, and mine is relatively unserious compared to those, and I don't think they can really be bothered very much with something as livable with as mine. When their job is to look after the sort of people I've been to anyway. Their job is to look after very, very seriously memory impaired people. Mm-hmm. They say I just got a bad memory. I don't know what it is. You know.
Did you see the movie Memento about a man who develops a rare form of amnesia and he can't make new memories? So he tattoos all the things he needs to remember on his body.
I did see it, and I kept thinking, this is a really boring film. I live this all the time. What am I watching it for?
Now, I'm wondering if you feel it's easier for you to live in the moment since you're not preoccupied with the past.
Easier than who? I don't know. We all try to live in the moment, don't we?
Yes, but many of us fail.
It's a very difficult thing to live in the moment. Very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult with our ant brains going all over the place. It's what I aspire to, but that's all I can say. It's what I aspire to. That's probably when we're all happiest, living in the moment.
Just one other question about this. I know the man who is either a close friend or a longtime companion of mm-hmm. yours is a journalist,
mm-hmm.
and it's the job of a journalist to remember accurately what you have witnessed so that you can report accurately on it. You must marvel at his ability to remember and to trust his memory.
I marvel at many people's ability to do that. I love it. It's wonderful. I don't want the memory of another friend of mine who remembers two friends of mine who remember everything from the past and are slightly blighted by this persistent nostalgia. They remember everything. And I think if you remember everything in detail and with great clarity, it's that in itself is rather... It makes for a kind of sadness, because the loss is always... This is what I haven't observed in them, because the loss is always real. You know, it doesn't fade. And that's the thing about memory, losing memory, is that you don't remember the bad things. And I don't remember the bad things. I mean, I have a memory of good things.
That sounds good.
I remember anything at all. I remember they're good things, they're not bad things. And even the bad things get sort of, when this happened or that happened, they're not involved with emotion. That's what it is. They're not involved with my emotion. So even the very, very terrible things are terrible by name, but not emotionally.
Julie Christie. She's in Hal Hartley's new film, No Such Thing.